March 14, 1919. Effects of a suffrage done in the divine will. Louisa takes part in the pains which the humanity of Jesus received from his divinity. The first soul stigmatized in the divine will. While I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and I saw a late confessor of mine. A thought flashed into my mind, "Ask about that thing which you have not told the confessor, whether you are obliged to tell it and therefore write it, or not." I asked him, telling him what the thing was, and he said to me, "Of course you are obliged." Then he added, "Once you did for me a beautiful suffrage. If you knew the good you did to me, the refreshment that I felt, the years that I paid off. And I don't remember. Tell me what it was, and I will repeat it for you." And he, "You immersed yourself in the divine volition, and took its power, the immensity of its love, the immense value of the pains of the Son of God and of all the divine qualities. Then you came to me and poured them upon me. And as you poured them, I received the bath of a love that the divine power contains, the bath of a beauty, the bath of the blood of Jesus, and of all the divine qualities. Who can tell you the good you did to me? They were all baths which contained a divine power and immensity. Repeat it for me, repeat it for me." As he was saying this, I found myself back into myself. Now, in order to obey, to my highest confusion and repugnance, I will say the thing which I had neglected to say and write. I remember that one day my sweet Jesus, speaking about his most holy will and about the pains which the divinity made his most holy humanity suffer, said to me, "My daughter, since I have chosen you as the first one to live in my will, I want that you too share in the pains which my humanity received from the divinity in my will. Every time you enter my volition, you will find the pains that the divinity gave me, not those which the creatures gave to me, although these too were wanted by the eternal will. But since those were given to me by creatures, they were finite. Therefore I want you in my will, in which you will find infinite and innumerable pains. You will have countless nails, multiple crowns of thorns, repeated deaths, interminable pains, all similar to mine, divine and immense, which will extend in an infinite way to all, past, present and future. You will be the first one to be, together with me, the little lamb killed by the hands of my Father, to rise again and be killed again, not a limited number of times, as for those who have shared in the wounds of my humanity, but as many times as my divinity made me suffer. You will be crucified with me by the eternal hands, to receive in you the mark of the eternal, immense and divine pains. We will present ourselves together before the throne of the Eternal One, with written on our foreheads in indelible characters, 'We want death to give life to our brothers. We want pains to free them from the eternal pains.' Aren't you happy?" And I, Jesus, I feel too unworthy, and I believe you are making a big mistake in choosing me, poor little one. Therefore, mind what you do." And Jesus, interrupting me, added, "Why do you fear?" Yes, I minded, for 32 years of bed in which I have kept you. I exposed you to many trials, and even to death, I calculated everything. And then, if I am wrong, it will be a mistake of your Jesus, which cannot harm you, but only do immense good to you. But know that I will have the honor, the glory, of the first soul stigmatized in my will."